lovers stand in adjoining rooms, glimpsing one another through a partially open door. Marriage only confirms the mutuality of this experience. Will the crack in the doorway widen, or will it dwindle away? A slow fade to the vanishing point.
It's 90.
What?
It's 90.
I know.
You're doing 110. Stephen, slow down.
We'll miss the news.
Please.
All right, all right. How many is that?
What?
How many cigarettes?
Today or tonight?
Tonight.
I don't know.
I counted eight. At least eight. I thought you were going to cut back.
So did I.
Well, didn't you have a good time?
Sure.
Open your window.
Why?
It smells up the car.
It's raining.
I don't know why you couldn't wait. We're almost home.
All right. It's out.
It's just, it smells up the car. That was quite a meal Pam prepared. She's an amazing cook. Her bouillabaisse is the best I've ever tasted.
That wasn't bouillabaisse.
Oh, I didn't mean tonight. I meant the last time. Last time we had bouillabaisse.
No, we didn't.
Didn't we? Oh. When was it?
You tell me.
We must have them over. Soon. Jim is moving his practice downtown, did I tell you? He wants to buy a building. He's got three doctors in on it with him, and he thought I might be interested. What do you think? We could have it catered.
Why?
When we have them over for dinner.
Why?
Well, it's a lot of work.
There's nothing wrong with my cooking.
I didn't say that. I was just thinking. We can do whatever you want.
Do you think they're happy?
Who?
Who do you think?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Happier than we are? It's just that we have so much in common. You're both doctors. We're all about the same age. So much in common. I'm just wondering if we might share the same problems. Or problem.
What did Pam say?
You don't come out and ask someone if they're happily married. You think they'll tell you the truth? If they're really unhappy, they'll hide it. What you have to do is you have to watch them patiently. Because the truth slips out accidentally. On a word spit out. It doesn't even pass the lips.
You weren't going to smoke.
It's the last one.
You want me to stop at the corner? If you do, tell me now. You might want a cigarette later. Shall I stop?
Sometimes it's silence. She doesn't say a word, and you know it's because she just can't stand. He'll tell a joke. And everyone laughs except her. She just sits there watching him. So far away, she didn't even hear what he said. And if she does laugh at his jokes, it's because, after all, she's polite, isn't she? She has manners. She wouldn't think. Why did you do that? Turn it off.
I don't want to miss the news.
I'm talking.
Well, I don't know. I think they're happy. Of course, I think the baby made a difference. It doesn't always bring a couple closer, but in this case, I think it did. You can see it. Pamela is radiant. She's,
beautiful?
Yes. But more than that, there's this glow, this,
As if she were in love?
Yes.
Maybe she's having an affair. I mean, it might not have anything at all to do with the baby. She might have met someone. At the hospital. It was a difficult delivery. A lot of doctors around, eh? What do you think? It's possible. It's entirely possible some doctor came along and swept her off her feet. Right? Am I right? After all, it happened to me, didn't it?
What are you taking?
I have a headache.
A migraine? You don't look well. You haven't all week. I want you to call your doctor tomorrow. Will you? Anne?
One thing I noticed he touches her, and she doesn't flinch. I mean, it's almost as if she doesn't mind.
Please stop.
Oh, it's true, isn't it? Whenever we go out, when we go into someone's home, when we see how they live, I always end up... The drive home, I spend dissecting them.
Why?
You tell me. You're the psychiatrist.
Leave them alone.
Oh, I will. You know I only start with them. I finish with us.
Anne, I'm not going to fight.
So turn on the radio. Catch the news, as you always do. And when it's over, when you've read the last bits of the paper, you'll take me by the hand, lead me to the bedroom, and lay me out on the bed like a suit you're gonna wear. At least that's what it feels like. Are you listening, Stephen? Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Am I wrong about this?
Yes.
So tell me. What? Speak up. Let me know you're alive over there.
I told you I'm not going to fight.
But I want to fight.
Almost home.
I sat across the table from you, and not once did you look at me or talk to me or even ask me to pass the salt. You couldn't take your eyes off her.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And the way you talk to her, you lower your voice, you make it so soft, so quiet, she has to lean close to hear you. You had her in your lap, for God's sake.
Anne, wait.
Leave me alone.
Take the umbrella. It's pouring, Anne. Jesus. You didn't have to slam the door. Anne! It's not fight. I apologize. I'm sorry if I ignored you like that. You have every right to be angry. Now here, give me your coat. Anne?
I don't feel well.
Migraine?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Pills.
Pentagon Advisory Panel has concluded that the United States should begin full-scale development of a small, mobile, intercontinental missile.
It just started.
Familiar with the group's deliberations. The panel plans to
say
that the missile
is soaking wet. You're going to ruin the chair.
U.S. nuclear forces more capable of surviving a Soviet attack.
I'm leaving.
Oh, for Christ's sake! I asked you if you wanted cigarettes. Why the hell didn't you tell me? We could have stopped.
Stephen, I'm leaving you.
Where are you going?
U.S. citizens.
And? God!
My head, the pain.
It's a bad one, eh? Come on, come on. I'll help you to bed. Here we are.
No.
Now help me. Arms up. That's it. I'm sorry about the smoking. It doesn't matter. It's not important. I'm tired. We're both tired. That's all. Here. Stand up a minute. I'll bring you some warm milk and another pill. Do you want another pill? I didn't mean to shout at you about slamming the car door. It's just... Well, you know how much I love that car. It's such a beautiful machine. I mean, the door is specially crafted. It's weighted in such a way, you just have to let it go. You let go, it shuts by itself. Here, that's it. It's a real bad one, huh? You've been having a lot of migraines lately. Too many. See if you can get an appointment tomorrow. I'll call them if you want. Come on, stand up. I'll pull the covers. Anne, oh my God.
Emergency.
Anne, my wife, she's, please.
What is your name? Did you tell me your name?
No.
You're going to be all right, you understand? You're going to be just fine. Suction. Clamp. Suction. Sponge.
You've lost weight.
A little.
I bet you haven't had a decent meal since Anne got sick. What do you do for food? Open a tin?
Oh, there's a cafeteria in the hospital.
Oh.
Want wine?
No, thanks.
Just a drop.
Red wine doesn't agree with me. Thanks.
Oh, didn't we have red the last time? Pamela, do you remember?
I remember we had fish.
Yes, that's right. We had a Chablis.
Did we have fish?
Scrod.
I'd forgotten. It seems years ago.
2 months. It's hard to find.
What?
Scrod. You can get it frozen, but it's not as good. Flesh is soft and mushy. Good in a stew, a bouillabaisse for flavor, but not by itself.
Now, when are you going to start working again?
I don't know.
You shouldn't leave it too long.
Oh, it's not been very long. It's only...
2 months.
Yes, that's right. Listen, I appreciate what you've done for me. I know how busy you are. I'll start work soon. I will.
Your patients trust me. There's no longer any reticence, any holding back. Waiting for Dr. Steve to return to hear their deep, dark secrets.
Yes, they like you. I know. They've told me, a few of them. They've sent me letters. Mm. They knew Anne was sick, so they wrote me.
Oh, I don't mind helping. Not at all. It's just the relationship you have with your patients, the trust. It's a fragile thing. You stay away too long, you'll lose it.
Where are you going?
I'm just clearing the table.
Why?
To make room for dessert.
Can I help?
No, you just relax. I'll be right back.
She's wonderful. She's...
Yes.
She's been so kind to Anne. She sent fresh flowers twice a week.
We wanted her to know we cared.
Yes. Thank you.
We'd like to see her.
She won't see anyone. Not even her family. When she's not in therapy, she stays in her room with the lights off. She keeps the lights off.
She's withdrawing. You want to get her on her ward. She needs people around her.
I know. Yes. That's what I'd like to do.
And her speech. It's improving?
Oh, yes.
You have a good therapist?
Yes, excellent.
Stephen.
What?
I'm worried about you. We both are. You look exhausted.
I'm fine.
You're not.
Oh, Jim.
Doctors are the worst patients. You know that. Now, listen to me. This thing, you've got to understand, this thing has been as hard on you as it has on Anne. Psychologically, it's been as hard.
I know, yes. I know.
Well, you're no good to her sick.
I'm not sick.
Not yet. Are you sleeping? Are you getting any sleep at all?
It's that I felt... You see, listen. I've had to give so much of myself, you see.
Uh-huh.
I had to give so much of myself to keep her alive. Give her hope, you see. I had to transfuse myself into her. That's what I'm saying, you see. Transfuse.
Yes.
But yes, I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. There's no problem.
You sleep through the night?
Oh, yes. Sometimes I wake up. I wake with this feeling of fear, of dread. Yes. Dread. It's not a nightmare. A nightmare is something coming at you. you understand, from the outside. But this is something else, inside. It wakes me up. I'm trembling from the inside. Something inside is shaking me awake.
Are you taking anything?
What?
To sleep.
You know what I do to chase it off? I go to my desk, and I take out my diary. See, I write down everything that happens. The people I meet, what is said, the lunches, meetings, everything. And I read it. You see what it is? I think what it is. I'm consuming evidence. Evidence of myself, who I am. One thing. Now, listen. This is interesting. One thing is I find when I dream, since she got sick, when I dream, I find it. These dreams, they follow me.
Stephen,
and,
my
no,
arm.
No, no, listen.
Let go. You're
hurting
me, Stephen.
The dreams follow me from my bed into the day. In the middle of the afternoon, suddenly I'm thinking, why did Anne say that to me? I think, why did she? But you see, it was a dream from the night before. She never said it. Not in real life. It was a dream. You know, I think if there's someone there beside you in the bed, if Anne were there beside me in the morning, I think touching her, I think reaching out and being able to touch her would cut the dream. Keep it on the other side.
The baby.
He was sound asleep when you arrived. We didn't want to disturb him. Would you like to see him?
I've forgotten.
Sorry it took so long. The ice cream was rock hard. I could have used an axe.
The baby.
Yeah, I should have known it was too good to last.
It's okay. I'll go.
He probably needs changing.
Pam. Pam, you're so kind. This is the first time I've been able to relax. I live at that damn hospital.
You've got to take care of yourself. Anne needs you. If you got sick,
listen
too...
to me. Listen, I think about you all the time.
Stop it. Whatever happened between us is long over. It was over before it began, for Christ's sake.
I need you.
I only wish it had been settled before Anne got sick. I just can't help thinking that it didn't in some way contribute to her condition.
No, you mustn't think that. It was something she was born with. An aneurysm, a weakness in a blood vessel deep in her brain. It was there, waiting. It could have happened any time. No, you mustn't think
that. It was so stupid. I can't believe I ever let it happen. Oh, I don't know. After the baby, I felt so... I didn't think any man would ever find me attractive again. Jim says it's not unusual. It's a difficult period. I think he knew all along it had happened, but he loves me. Truly, deeply loves me. And, you know, I think telling him has made our love even stronger.
You told him?
Yes. Oh, when Anne got sick, when something like that happens, you realize you... Well, what I mean is you don't want to leave anything unsaid.
Jim knows?
It was a mistake. People make mistakes. But if they love each other, they... Oh, how is he?
Sound asleep.
Oh.
I think I have to go.
What?
You haven't even touched your ice cream.
No, thank you. I have to go. Anna's waiting. I told her I'd drop by the hospital on my way home. It's getting late. Thank you. I have to go.
I'll get your coat.
Thank you.
Oh, Stephen, I'm...
No.
I'm sorry, Stephen.
No, I understand. Really, I do. I understand.
Do you?
Yes.
No.
It's me, Stephen.
No.
Yes. Sorry I'm late. Come on. A kiss?
No.
Yes. Jim and Pam send their love. As always, it was fantastic. We had a red wine, but the food was great. Beats anything you get here. Listen, they want to come and see you.
No.
Oh, they're very upset about this. They take it personally. You're going to have to sometime.
No.
You're vain. That's all.
No.
Yes, you are. Anyway, I was thinking about it on the way over, and I think this is one of those times I'm going to be tough. I'm going to call them.
No.
Yes, I'm going to say you want to see them.
No.
I'm giving you 3 days to prepare yourself.
No, no.
Friday
no.
night. You're always better at night. So you've got 3 days. 3 days to get it into your mind. All right? understood? Am? Not going to answer. That angry. Sorry, but that's the way it is. Can I? Just a little light? No argument? Boy, you are angry. Oh, there. That's better. Now I can see you. Imagine. I might have been talking to, well, anyone. Eh? Oh, you're beautiful, you know. Amazing. Not going to kiss me? You know what's funny? It hardly shows when you're angry. When you're angry, you look perfectly all right. You get angry enough, and you might just get better.
We were saying
we talk more, you and I. We share more. Everything than we ever did. You see, we think people only communicate with words. That somehow, unless the thing is spelled out so you can run and check it in the dictionary, unless it's that clear, we don't understand it. I mean, I think we have all these faculties we never use. We're lazy, and it's only when we're pressed, when we're in a difficult situation, desperate, that somehow, as we try to claw our way out of it, that the other faculties, well, they kick in and explain it for us.
No.
Of course, we've known each other a long time, so maybe some of those barriers, some of them are out of the way, and I can read what you're saying.
No.
I know what you're thinking. Just by looking at you.
No.
Just by looking at you. It's mostly your eyes. It's funny, that night when it happened.
No.
When we were fighting. When we were fighting. No. You said to me that you knew I was after Pamela. You knew I wanted her because of the way I talked to her.
No.
No, it was my voice. It was like I wanted her close to bring her to me, remember? When I talked to you like that, in the beginning, it was... Yes, it was to bring you close to me. Close because I loved you so much.
No.
And you were right. I hadn't spoken to you that way in a long time. It was laziness. I just assumed too much that we were together and that was that. That there was no need to repeat what had been said, no need to worry, it might be taken away, but now...
No, listen, it's like
I'm closer to you,
no.
I feel...
Hey, listen, we're closer,
we're more than ever before, than I ever thought.
Stop it!
No, I'm sorry. Listen. I love you. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand? I need you. Move over. Please. Just a bit. Come on.
No.
Yes. I'm your husband. Aren't I? I have more right here beside you than anyone. Don't I? Hey? Now that's all right, isn't it?
No.
Oh, there's lots of room.
No.
It's strange here beside you to feel your warmth. You know, that's the thing I miss in the middle of the night. In the morning, I reach out. This morning, I woke up. I opened my eyes. I was sitting up on the edge of the bed, and I honestly didn't know where I was. It wasn't a dream. I guess I'm just real tired, but it was so strange. The alarm went off. I hit it. It fell to the floor. I sat up, and when I looked around the room, I honestly didn't know where I was. So I thought, hang on. Get a hold of yourself. Examine the situation. Be logical about it. So what I did,
I focused on something. The chair at the end of the bed. And there were pants thrown over the back of it, just tossed over. And I remembered how angry you get first thing in the morning. You're telling me if you didn't throw your pants over the chair, they wouldn't get wrinkled. If you put them on a hanger, I wouldn't have to press them. And then I saw your picture there on the night table. And I picked it up. I hate this. This. I hate in the night. I reach out, and it's cold. I reach across the bed, and there's nothing there. Can I turn off the light?
No.
God, your eyes. The first thing I noticed about you. How I fell in love. And the last thing I think about before I turn off the light, shut my eyes, and sleep.
No.
Such a beautiful blue. I could disappear. I could climb inside and disappear in those eyes. Eyes big as the sky. I'm going to...
No!
I'm going to turn off the light. There. In the dark, nothing has changed. I touch you. You are warm. I hear you breathe. Nothing's changed.
No.
The door shuts with a resounding slam. Anne is trapped inside. Trapped by dilating arterial walls. Cornered in a small pulsating compartment in her head. Stephen is shut outside in the darkened room. Perhaps now they can really begin to communicate. Stranger things have happened at the vanishing point.
Azure Blue by Lawrence Jeffrey. Hardy Lynam was heard as Stephen and Nancy Polk as Anne, with Peter Jobin as Jim, Susan Hogan as Pamela, and C. David Johnson as the doctor and the announcer. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Stephanie McKenna, and the production assistant was Nina Callahan. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Azure Blue was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by Bob White. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. I'm Chris Henry, wishing you good night.